This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. It's important to think about how to adjust your planter when you're using no-till practices. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you don't adjust your planting practices to go along with your no-till practices, then your yields will take a hit. Roger Wilcox, one of the speakers at this year's Practical Farmers of Iowa annual conference, talked about what he does to get his planter prepared for the soil in his no-till fields.
Okay, for no-till, what I would do is first you want a good clean row for the planter to work in, so we'd have trash wheels that lead the planter. Clean in no-till, you're going to have a lot of residue on the ground. So we're going to clean that residue out of the way. The next thing is to make sure your depth is good. We target 2 to 2.25 inches. We want good sharp blades, so we're getting a good furrow. And then after that, we'll have a seed firmer that will push the seed into the ground, so you're getting that consistent depth. And then in the closing, we want to have some kind of an aftermarket spike wheel or similar to help stitch that together, because first thing with planting corn in a no-till is you want to have, for emergence reasons and root development reasons, you're going to want to have consistent depth. And the second thing is good seed-to-soil contact. So you have to make sure you finish closing the furrow well.
Wilcox said he's been able to find what works best for his operation by keeping up with the planting technology as it comes out.
Yeah, over the years, we've tried a lot of different add-on parts and kind of evolved to where we're at today. But we've been doing this in our family for well over 30 years, so it's something that's very obtainable, especially in planting corn, very easy. Planting beans, very easy to do. Kind of kept up with the technologies. When we first started out, it wasn't a whole lot available as something new, but as time progressed, now there's a whole host of different things that you can add to your planter to make it more productive, make it easier, make it work better.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.